This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. It is wonderful that you have decided to join me either by listening live to Worship Radio 247 or listening to the repeat of the program on Worship Radio 247 or via the podcast at Podbean. It is wonderful that you have joined me as we continue our study in Romans, the 8th chapter, and we're looking at verse 3 today. Last time, we looked at verse 2, and because you belong to him, says Paul, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. We have been freed by the power of the life-giving Spirit. That is awesome. Verse 3 says, the law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent his own Son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his Son as a sacrifice for our sins. There's another word that another version uses for the propitiation of our sins, and that's what it means. It's a great word, isn't it? Propitiation. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his Son as a sacrifice for our sins. You know, if you look right at the beginning of the Bible in Genesis, we see that God made declarations. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Oh, it's awesome. God's declarations are awesome. And when God declares something in your life, he's saying to you, I am declaring this over your life. This is what is going to take place. Sometimes we find it very difficult to get to that right road. Sometimes we go down wrong pathways. I have done that thousands upon thousands of times, gone down different pathways, and they've led nowhere. And they've led not to life, but to death. I've seen the bright lights, and I wanted the bright lights. And now I come to this part in my life, and I can declare to you now, all I want is a humble heart. No trace of arrogance, no trace of nastiness, no trace of unkindness, no trace of unlove. All I want is to love with a humble heart. All I want is to do the will of our Lord Jesus Christ. All I want in my life is my Father in heaven, who has complete control. And it's taken me many years to get to that point. Because even though I declared that I was a Christian, I was following the way, I was following the Lord Jesus Christ, still I was going down wrong pathways sometimes, thinking that's where I need to be. And I'd go down there and find, nope, that's not where I'm supposed to be at all. And then something else would happen, And I think, there you go. That door's opened up. I'm going to go down that road. Nope. That's not where I need to go. And I've learnt over these years that the only way to go, the only way to be, is to live my life from day to day, following the Master, looking toward Jesus, not taking my eyes off him, because I can do no more. And I know this, that in my weakness, he's strong. And my weakness is often there, and therefore God's strength is often there. We know we were getting it wrong. Moses listened to God, and God gave Moses a whole stack of laws, a whole plethora of laws. If you look in Ecclesiastes, you're going to see them. All of the stuff that the Israelis had to do, the Israelites, they had all this stuff to do, wave offerings, thank offerings, all of this stuff. They had to go to the Levites. They had to present to the Levites an unblemished lamb or an unblemished goat or whatever it was. I'm not going to go into it now because it takes a heck of a lot of study. But there was a lot of things that they had to do. And God looked at that and thought, I can't get away with sending my son. I'm going to have to send my son. I've got no choice. I have no choice in this. I'm going to have to send my son so that he can be the sacrificial lamb and put an end to all of this. And that's why Paul is saying the law of Moses was unable to save us. Why? Watch what Paul says. Because of the weakness of our sinful nature. That tells me that God knows that we are weak. That God knows that we have a weakness for the sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do, says Paul. He sent his own son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sins. I believe God is making a declaration in your life now. He is declaring. He is making a declaration in your life. He's saying to you, I declare, follow my son. I declare, follow what my son wants to do in your life. He's saying, I declare, I have given you free will. But I am declaring now that you should hand over your free will to me. For I will guide you on the pathway that you need to be guided to. You have gone wrong quite a few times. But now, here I am. Now, I'm listening to you. Now, I declare over your life, follow me. Follow my son. Sense the power of my Holy Spirit in your life. For now, I will pour my love into you, says the Lord, so that you will know instead of believing. You will know that you know that I am your father and you are my child. Oh, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, that is for you. Beloved, that is for you. You're listening to this right now. That is for you. That is a word for you. The Lord is saying to you, He is declaring over your life that you are to look into the eyes of His Son. He is declaring in your life that you are to follow Him so closely. He is declaring in your life that right now He is pouring His love into your life, whether you want Him to or whether you don't. The choice in this is not yours. His love is pouring now in Jesus' name because of His Son. He did this for you. The law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature, and the Lord declares to you today, whilst you are weak, I am strong. He is going to take over. He is going to take control so that you don't have to worry anymore. You can turn to Him with whatever the problem is, whatever the issue is, and God will say this to you, I've got this. I know it. I know it like I know it, because this is the message He has given to you today. When I began to speak, I had no idea we were going to go down this road. But the Holy Spirit is here now. God's love is pouring now. His Ruach wind is blowing. Sense it now. Sense the power of His Spirit as He pours His love into you, as He blows the Ruach wind over you, and He says to you, you know I'm right. You know I'm right. You know, this is so awesome. Sometimes this happens when I bring a word, and it is so awesome. I pray in Jesus' name that you are receiving that which God is giving you now. He's giving you a new commission. He's giving you a new life. And all you got to do is say, yes, please, Father. Say it now. Yes, please, Father. Say it again. Yes, please, Father. Declare it in a loud voice. Yes, please, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your glory. For we glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.